The following is a Cryptocurrency Wire audio production. Cryptocurrency Wire is one of 50 plus trusted brands from the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Thank you all for joining us for our interview with Jeff from Ticker. The company is known for connecting shareholders with issuers and rewarding them through exclusive perks. So Jeff, since you're the founder, why don't we go ahead and get started with your own story? What led you to establishing Ticker and your unique spelling of the company name?
Yeah, so a Ticker with two I's for individual investor, or the two I's that we use in terms of the lenses that we connect the individual investor and that public company. And it really came out of frustration. I've been doing investor relations for public companies for 25 years, and we could never find or market to or connect with those individual investors. And during that time, they've only gotten to be a larger audience, more engaged, and with free trading, it's gone from 56 million Americans to 130 million Americans have their own brokerage account in the last 5 years. And so solving that was really the challenge. And what we discovered is that if you create a platform to connect the two, companies really want to provide perks or shareholder rewards to their owners. And those owners assume the public company knows who they are. And so they're waiting and hoping for that reward. So it really is this kind of two-sided business model that in both cases, they want to be connected, and that's what Ticker does.
Understood. So if we were to just go a little bit deeper about the perks and how shareholders can claim them, I think that would be great as part of the interview.
Yeah, you know, I think the if you look at the public companies currently on the platform, a year ago, there were six or seven public companies offering perks or rewards. Disney has a commemorative stock certificate, Carnival and Royal Caribbean Cruises. You get a discount on your cruise lines. Perks have been around for a long time, but they were a very small percentage of public companies because there was no way for them to verify, yes, Jonathan owns 100 shares and so he qualifies. And so now there's 40 public companies, thanks to Ticker, 40 public companies that offer some reward. And those could be a discount on wine from Willamette Valley Vineyards, or discount on food products from Real Good Foods and their frozen food that you can buy at Costco, and they're in 10 million households. And it's a way for them to reward their investors. Car lots, a discount on if you list a car, a used car, or you buy a car at one of their dealerships. And the list goes on and on. I think our most valuable one is Whirlpool. Everyone knows Whirlpool and Maytag. They own the Maytag brand, and they also own KitchenAid. You buy a coffee maker or a new dishwasher, you get employee pricing, employee discount as a shareholder. That's a huge value to their owners. And again, ownership should have its privileges, and that's really what Ticker does. And so, you know, really it's own stock, get perks is our tagline, but it really is true. It's the power of ownership.
That is definitely really cool. I am going to shift gears just a little bit now that our audience knows about your company. In a recent press release, you announced that Ticker has dropped the first personal brand NFT called the Tie Mark. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Tie Mark instead of trademark, but Tie Mark with our TII. And the TII and Ticker has become for us a ubiquitous prefix for a ticker symbol. So instead of NYSE or NASDAQ or LSE for London or OTC, we have used TII as a way to put really all public companies on an even playing field, because there are many great small companies that are listed on the OTC or on NASDAQ emerging market, where we thought TII was a good prefix. So kind of like a cash tag, the dollar sign, it was our TII. But I've always wanted on the platform to be able to customize my experience. So as my member profile, we all have member profiles. If you're on Reddit or checking out Cryptocurrency Wire, you have a unique name. And so I thought, what if we did ticker symbols? That'd be kind of a fun way to do it. And so my ticker symbol is TII Jefe, and J-E-F-E was my is Spanish for boss. It was also my Spanish name in high school, so I kind of use it for fun. But it's a unique brand that, as a TII, it's actually a ticker symbol, but it's for you as one individual. And so we're NFTing on the Ethereum blockchain your own ticker symbol. So this time mark, you could have your last name, for instance, could be a four-letter ticker symbol that you would have, the only KEIM in the world. And you could choose to use that as a social media handle. You get a digital animation. You also get an image. You get connected to a store, so you can buy one of one products that only you can have. You get a physical coin and a digital coin, and ultimately experiences and access to an event that we're planning for next year. And that's really why we think it's unique is NFTs today are someone else's art or someone else's work. This is a way for you to get an NFT that is yours, is unique, and there's ownability, but also usability to it. And because it's only four letters or less, which is a typical ticker symbol, not numbers, which again would be inconsistent with ticker symbols, but there are 475,000 options that are four letters or less. And it sounds like an enormous number, but it is. And so everything from a single letter to all the way up to four, and there's popular names. So John, J-O-N, would be a very popular ticker symbol, and you could choose to buy that, purchase that NFT, and then ultimately sell it or use it for yourself for your use and access and utility in the future. So we're pretty excited about it. It really started as an idea of a sign-on onto the ticker platform, and but we think there's a lot of fun. Now we're actually giving these ticker symbols to the public companies who are, you know, AAPL is Apple and NKE is Nike, but ultimately, if they don't want it or if they're not willing to pay for it, we think there's fandom that currently we have, for instance, Elon. So TII Elon is available on OpenSea and at ticker.com/NFT. You can bid on these NFTs. And we think it's a unique way to be a fan. You know, someone's going to want Cubs, and, you know, someone's going to want Bull, and someone's going to want Dogs or Bama. And so, you know, it really is a different kind of way of connecting public companies and the interest in individual investing, which has become really a craze, but also it builds wealth and really personal branding and ownership.
Understood. And I'd love to hear about any other future plans, such as an exchange or maybe things you haven't even thought of yet, if anything comes to mind, even during the course of this interview.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to give me some ideas, Jonathan. But one of the ideas on the exchange is, so think of any stock market, and so you have an S&P, which is a grouping of the stocks. But the exchange could essentially be the future forward of these time marks, in that you could see the top 10 highest listed, you could see the last sale, you could see trending. So again, personal names or fan type time marks might be going for a higher price. You could see the most recent trade. So it could act just like public companies. The value is in really the personal value to that individual. So we think there's going to be a lot of activity around, say, proper names or again, fans and sports, but also initials. And and connections to, again, a unique one of one type thing. And then we're gonna all be also auctioning off some for charity. So certainly, we think GOAT. So TII GOAT. So do we get Simone Biles versus LeBron James versus Tom Brady bidding up GOAT, and then we donate the money to charity to the winner of that auction? That's one of the things we think is unique about this, is because it's a descriptor, it's a name, it's a fan, a symbol of fandom that we think we're onto something. But again, at the end of the day, it was really just something unique. And you know, I'm relatively new to crypto, so I've been an investor for since my junior achievement class in high school, but have never really gotten into the crypto business until about 2 years ago, and really it's simply an investor. But when we started talking about how do we create this this ticker symbol as a sign-on, it was, well, how do you actually trade it? Wouldn't that be great? So why don't we NFT it to create long-term value? And then building a rendering system, and that's another unique piece of this. You can go on right now to ticker.com, again, ticker with two I's, ticker.com/NFT, and you can type in J-O-H-N or J-O-N. It will automatically render to show you what that looks like. And it will also, when you buy it, it instantly renders. So it renders a digital animation, which we think it is the only on-demand rendered NFT in the world. And so even thinking through some things like that how do you customize 475,000 options so that it feels very personal, but then also how do you then give that opportunity to the next person in line to say, hey, you know what, you know, John, you only paid $1,000 for your NFT, but you know, somebody out there really wants it bad and they're going to pay $2,500. Well, you're a capitalist. You should be, open to trading that, and you're going to go buy your last name instead and keep that as your personal brand. So we think there's a lot of, it's fun, it's interesting, it's unique. And we think, again, ultimately, even the ticker symbols of public companies are fair game. And that's why, again, we're getting a little arcane here, but what makes a ticker symbol trademarked is actually the NYSE in front of it or the NASDAQ in front of it. Those are trademarks, but ticker symbols are too short to be trademarked. And so this is why it's unique. And you could potentially do an NFT with a cash tag, except that anyone can do that. So the TII is trademarked, and you add that to the untrademarked four letters or less, and that's what makes it unique. So it's one of one, there'll be one GOAT and one Bron, and one Tom, and pick those Draymond Green hopefully is gonna pick up Dre, and he might be competing with Dr. Dre, who's gonna spell it D-R-E, or Snoop Dogg wants D-O-double-G. So again, these are some of the fun you start thinking about. But again, we think that people could use it as their Instagram handle, as a social media handle on various sites. And so that's what we think, it's an opportunity to start actually speaking in, just like we say, we use at or hashtag, hashtag love my life. We think it could be, TII life, and this opportunity to create some even new nomenclature.
Wow. Yeah, that's fascinating. And it's definitely cool to see all these new applications of NFTs. Eventually, everybody's going to want an NFT that would feel personal or desirable to them. My next question is, are you planning on doing any future drops?
Yeah, so we're planning to drop 1,000 or so at a time, but then also you can go on and bid on ones that you're interested in, and then we can choose to sell them one-off, again, based off of demand. We're planning our next drop in July. And again, there's a large volume of them. And so we're giving public companies the opportunity to really bid on their own ticker symbol before we sell it. But again, as the artist, we have exclusive rights to it. And so it's a unique loophole, but we're using it as a way to reach out to companies, because we think they should be thinking about marketing to their consumers much more than they are today. And it just frankly wasn't possible. 95% of individual investors are invisible to the public companies they own. That doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you want to know your owners, and why wouldn't your owners be visible? And that's just simply because of how, again, most holdings are in a brokerage account in that what's called street name. So we think opening up that world to connecting investors with the companies they own is a big market. And the Title market is an evolution of that.
Amazing. So where can people go to learn more about Ticker?
Yeah, so go to ticker.com, ticker with two I's, or go to the app, both Android and iOS, and you can download it, connect any brokerage account. That's the beauty. It doesn't matter what brokerage account you have, and immediately it will pop up, and based off the stocks you own, you may in fact qualify for perks. And then we're also launching, and here's a little inside baseball for your viewers and listeners. We're going to be launching what we're calling Ticker Perks, which will be for any members of Ticker. We have partners that want to reach those consumers with special discounts and rewards. And so Ticker Perks will be coming soon. And that will be, again, simply for linking a brokerage account, you'll qualify for rewards. And again, future forward is also the opportunity to the more stocks you own with rewards, you ultimately gain points and again, qualify for more. And so it makes a ton of sense. The rewards business is a $60 billion industry, and most Americans belong to 10 or more rewards programs. And you know, be it airlines or clothing or travel, and yet there's not something for what we think is the biggest affinity of all. You're an owner, and so that's what's coming. So again, ticker.com. Or on the app, or go to ticker.com/NFT to get more information on the tie marks.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. The insights you shared and just expanding what's even possible with NFTs was certainly incredible. And I can't wait to get this out to our subscribers.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Cryptocurrency Wire. Cryptocurrency Wire, CCW, is a Crypto Wire news and content distribution syndicate that provides access to a syndicate of wire services via InvestorWire to reach all target markets, industries, and demographics in the most effective manner possible. Cryptocurrency Wire is another brand under the Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed, as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.